Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, how'd you say your name and your title?
This is Stephen Reinecke, Principal Pops Conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra.
And we always love having you on WTOP because whenever you come on, it means that there's going to be a really cool movie concert most of the time, either at Wolf Trap, Kennedy Center, or something. And this one's going to be really, really cool. It's the NSO Pops presenting Disney's Frozen in concert. It's going to be Friday at 7, Saturday at 2, and Saturday at 7. All right, Frozen. Obviously, kids love it. Little girls, little boys, everyone loves Frozen. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years, but why do we think, why is this sort of the perfect one to kick off the holiday season here?
Well, you know, it's families are in town visiting each other for Thanksgiving, and we've found that we typically end up doing some sort of family-friendly movie on the weekend right after Thanksgiving, and it's served us very well, a good chance for family to get together. And this is a really, really fun movie, as we all know. I hadn't watched it in a long time, and now after just revisiting it and really learning all the soundtrack so well, it's just, it really holds up. It is such a solid movie, and of course, we're heading into the holiday season, so it just feels very festive in that way.
Yeah, I want to go into the music in a second, because that's what we all remember, but it was interesting what you said, how you hadn't seen it in a while, and you went back and revisited it, you know, just as a movie, so, and you said it holds up as a movie itself, so what is it about it, do you think, that maybe some people haven't seen it in a while? You know, what is it about the story? Is it just like seeing strong sisters for a chance?
It's everything about it. For one, the animation is so good. I mean, even the fact that it's 9-10 years old, you know, the picture looks absolutely stunning, and it's so cleverly crafted. It's such a great story. It's different than a lot of Disney stories. I mean, in the sense that, yes, this is about strong women, and it's about the bond of these two sisters. And they don't necessarily need the men to take care of them, which is a normal trope in these sorts of movies, that the prince or the hero comes along and saves the day. Well, no, it's up to these two ladies, and they are just really great, strong characters. And I think that's really terrific for young girls to see in particular. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. We don't need the Prince Charmings of Snow White, Cinderella, you know, Sleeping Beauty. You know, Disney as an animation company was built sort of on those tropes. And, you know, it is what it is. We can look back. We can enjoy them as they are. But, you know, in our 21st century, it's nice to have movies like Frozen charting a new path here.
And then you've got Prince Hans, who you think is this great guy in the first half of the movie. And then you realize Hans is a creep. Hans is total scumbag, and I think that's pretty cool. And Kristoff, the shaggy Kristoff with his blonde hair, ends up being kind of a hero to Anna.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, we have to mention Olaf, who, you know, young kids love the crazy antics of the snowman.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the other thing, is all these voice actors. The voice actors are so incredibly good, and I love working on this movie because I know all of them and have worked with all of them. Josh Gad and Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel, Santino Fontana, Jonathan Groff. So it's fun for me when I hear their voices on here and think, wow, these are my pals I've gotten to know.
Well, real quick, how did you become pals? What sort of stuff did you work with those you know, awesome actors on?
Well, Idina Menzel and I have done a number of concerts together, just with her and orchestra. As a matter of fact, we had her out at Wolf Trap some time ago. Jonathan Groff and I have done a few things together. Santino Fontana and I have done many things together, and some with he and his wife. I'm talking about orchestra concerts around the country. As a matter of fact, this will segue us into the music, because the New York Pops holds a big gala every year. Well, that's another one of my orchestras. And our last gala, which was in the spring at Carnegie Hall, we honored Bobby Lopez and Kristen Adson Lopez, the writers of the songs of Frozen. And so clearly in that celebration at Carnegie Hall, we had a lot of these people come and reprise their roles. Kristen Bell was able to come and sing her music as Anna, and Josh Gad came and sang his Olaf songs, and it was just great fun.
Oh, awesome. Yes. And of course, these are, you know, you mentioned Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. They're the Oscar winning songwriters because it won. Well, not only did it win for, you know, best animated movie, but also won for the original song for Let It Go. Tell me about what I want to get to. We can get to the other songs, but let's start with Let It Go. You know, why do you think that one was so enduring? Not only kids, but even adults, even parents that sit down and watch this could probably learn a lesson from Let It Go, too. Right.
Well, it is a great song. And, you know, I've talked to Bobby and Kristen about it, and they've really just hit the nail on the head. But it's hard to say exactly why or what it is about the song. Sometimes you just strike gold with a song like that, and they really did. And I do remember when this movie was out, people got so, kind of sick of it because their children were singing it constantly. And so poor parents were like, God, I never want to hear that song again. But, you know, now that the hype has died down a little bit around it, it's fun to listen to it again.
Yes, at first parents were like, oh my God, Let It Go, I've heard it a million times, let it go
kids.
But now that, yes, but with everything in hindsight, we can kind of look at it now and appreciate it for the beauty of it and the message, which is, you know what, you know, the past is in the past, let it go, move forward. You know, it's really good stuff. All right, well, what are some of the other ones? Tell me about Do You Want to Build a Snowman? I feel like that's always a lighthearted, fun one.
Oh yeah, there's so many great songs in this. For the First Time in Forever, Old Love Song in Summer, Love Is an Open Door. For the First Time, what's the other one you just said? Yeah, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Yeah, those are all great songs. But the thing is, Bobby and Kristen are just nailing it. They are such great songwriters. Obviously, a husband and wife team, and they've done so much together and also apart. I mean, Bobby is the youngest EGOT winner ever. You know, that small club. And he's also the only person who has achieved the EGOT twice. So he has at least two of every award, which is...
Wait, he's a double EGOT?
He's the only one in the world. Bobby Lopez is the only double EGOT in the world. And he achieved his first EGOT when he was like 32. Yeah, it's really astounding what they've
done. He's got time to become a triple EGOT or a quadruple EGOT.
I know. It's really crazy.
Yeah, and the music they wrote for Coco as well, like Into the Unknown and Frozen 2. I mean, I thought it was a solid sequel. Can't live up to the first one, but I'm glad you're showing the first one. All right, well, so in addition to the great music, describe, you know, how if any of our listeners haven't maybe been to one of these live in concert screenings, you know, describe how it works, like, you know, the epic nature of the giant screen and, you know, how many piece orchestra on stage, you know, what are we going to see?
Yeah, so for those who haven't seen it, yes, we hang a big movie screen above the orchestra and we show the entire film. And our orchestra of approximately 80 musicians brings all of this score to life, synchronized to the entire film. And it's a challenging feat to do, especially a movie like this, because two things. One is it's wall-to-wall music. I mean, we barely ever stop playing. And then number two is it is a musical, but all of the singing is left on the movie. So we have to accompany them in exact time, synchronized with them. So, you know, it becomes pretty tricky, but we're used to it. And I've got some great tools that help me keep us all lined up.
That's an interesting distinction you just made about a musical versus, you know, just a regular, you know, spoken word movie. Like, because a lot of times you'll do these NSO concerts with, you know, I don't know, E.T. or Jurassic Park or something. And, you know, it's still a challenge to hit your marks and get the music, John Williams musical score or whatever. But you're saying it's trickier when there's actual singing voices in the movie to match it. Like, yeah. That's an interesting distinction for me.
Yeah. When they're singing and dancing, it adds another whole level of challenge, because when you're doing a movie like E.T. or Star Wars, Jurassic Park, any of those, there are definite moments where you have to be exactly with the picture musically, but there are also moments in between where it's allowed to be flexible and be really musical, and you can shape things, and you know you have to start at point A and you have to end at point B, and those have to be there. But in between, if it's not exactly right, and even when I was talking with John Williams this last summer when we did his big 90th birthday celebration at the Kennedy Center, he said, oh, don't do it exactly like the movie, because he didn't like the way he conducted E.T. some of the segments. He's like, oh, I wish I would have done this differently. You know, so he was telling me some of the things like, oh, stretch this longer, make this hit on this particular thing in the scene, and you know, sort of had different thoughts about it now. And so that was fun because it can change and it can shift, and you're allowed to do that. But with a musical, you can't, because the lyrics are there and these singers don't follow me. I tell you, I try to tell them to keep watching me, but you know, Elsa, she just won't follow me. I just have to go with her.
It's like they have a mind of their own. It's like it's already digitally animated and they can't change anything.
Oh, my girl, look at me. I'll help you. But no, I gotta go right with her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned the recent time you were at Kennedy Center for the John Williams 90th birthday salute, because that's the last time we spoke to you on WTOP. And I wanted to follow up because you were saying that you were going to show John Williams his first album. You were going to see if he could maybe sign the John Towner Touch?
Yep.
What happened? Exactly. I wanted to follow up. How'd it go?
It was great, and he was so shocked that I had that album. He was like, where in the world did you get this? And he was just, we had great conversations about that and some of his other early albums. And yes, he did sign it for me, and was very kind. And he signed my score of Jurassic Park as well, which is super cool. He's the nicest guy ever, and that was one of the greatest weeks of my life. So it was really, really a neat experience.
That is really, really cool. Well, awesome. Well, we're really looking forward to this. I guess sort of in closing, speak directly to our listeners. Pretend I'm not even here. Like, you know, say, hey, everyone. Hey, DC, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Well, absolutely. It's a great chance to bring the family out. Get out of the house after Thanksgiving. There's going to be have enough football. You'll be full and ready to get out of the house. And come watch Frozen with the NSO at the Kennedy Center. We have three great performances. I understand that Saturday night has the best available tickets right now, because tickets are doing pretty well, but get them now, and we're going to get you in the holiday spirit, and then get ready for our annual holiday concerts at the Kennedy Center on December 8th and 9th. We're having the incredible Laura Benanti of Broadway fame joining us, and that's going to be something else as well.
A whole holiday season of fun. Awesome. But it starts on Friday, day after Thanksgiving, 7 p.m., and then two shows Saturday at 2 and 7. And you're saying the later show on Saturday is probably the one with the most tickets left, you're saying?
Yep.
All right, everyone, come check it out. Frozen in Concert, NSO, Kennedy Center. Stephen Reinecke, always love chatting with you.
Thanks, Jason. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.